Hello everyone. The development of energy technology improved human life quality and changes in the environment. Renewable energy resources are sustainable and extensively export due to the critical issues of energy shortage and air pollution. Electricity energy storage techniques, which plays the role of storing and releasing electricity, has become an effective approach to solve this increasing demands. Until now, different kind of energy storage techniques have been developed for different applications with their own specific advantages and limitations. Lithium-ion rechargeable batteries have received wide attention in a large-scale energy storage due to their attractive high coulombic efficiency, high energy and power density. The challenges with these rechargeable batteries are high cost, poor safety and short life cycle. The sodium-ion batteries, an alternative to lithium-ion batteries, having a great potential, aroused interest in the scientific community as a high abundance resources and environmentally friendliness. Just to overcome the challenges on lower energy density and limited cycling life, tremendous work has been going on. Anode material for the sodium ion batteries and rational structure design impeded to enhance their electrochemical performances. Some recent developments by researchers suggest that the sodium ion batteries hold the similar energy and structures as commercially available lithium ion batteries. The commercial availability of sodium precursors is Na2CO3, low cost over the precursor of lithium, Li2CO3. When it comes to large power stationary storage system, rather than electrical vehicles, the focus for researchers have been changed from performance to cost, and low-cost materials produced from more abundant resources have become more appealing and attractive. Working principle of these batteries: a cell consists of anode, cathode and electrolyte. While the battery is connected through several cells, either in series or parallel. In a battery or a cell, flow of charges or ion take place in an internal circuit, and mobile electrons or current flow in an outer circuit, or we can say external circuit. The positive electrode or active cathode material transfers these electrons during charging to the external circuit, and the same process occurs during discharging in anode materials. For the balance of electron and ions in a circuit, some of the charges during charging get dissolved into an electrolyte as an ion in order to maintain the charge neutrality. You know very well that commercial lithium-ion batteries have already achieved attention in the portable devices like laptop, mobiles and
automobile industries. The only problem with the lithium-ion batteries are availability, cost, and recycling. Worldwide, major production of lithium resources are Chile, Australia, Argentina, and China. Due to the low production and high cost, lithium cannot be used as large-scale stationary energy storage for power grid system. Just to mitigate these issues, recent research has focused on alternative energy storage system. Sodium-ion batteries are considered as the best candidate power sources because sodium is widely available and exhibit similar chemistry to that of lithium-ion batteries. Research focus is to synthesize electrode materials, suitable electrolytes, additives, and binders, which are important for the development of sodium-ion batteries. Despite developments in electrode materials and other components, there are remain several challenges, including cell design and electrode balancing in the application of this sodium-ion batteries.